My name is Ross Gruters, and I'm a member of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, and we just finished filing a ethics complaint at the Iowa Board of Ethics and Campaign Disclosure against Iowa Board of Regents Pro Tem Bruce Rastetter for his involvement in Agrisol and ISU deal, and his failure to remove himself at an appropriate time. His removal was only after being caught with his hands in the proverbial cookie jar. In my mind, there's one person who is primarily responsible, and that's Governor Terry Branstad. He's made education a priority for the state of Iowa, and I wonder why his leadership has failed to present us with one of the most basic lessons, and that's integrity. Since this story broke, it's become more and more clear that impropriety occurred and that public trust was breached, all in an effort to make millions of dollars in profit by displacing tens of thousands of people from a self-sustaining community in Tanzania, an African land grab. And it would appear that Rastetter, a co-founder and investor in Agrisol, not only didn't disclose his relationship with the company, but continued to be involved even after the story broke. I've read a lot over the last week about how the line was supposedly blurred between his loyalty to the Board of Regents and his loyalty to himself and his investments. And I'm here today to say that that line wasn't blurred. It was crossed by a large measure. And simply by creating the appearance of putting personal profit before the education of our public university students, Bruce Rastetter has shown that he can't be trusted to do what's right for the citizens of Iowa. Iowans shouldn't have to wonder where the loyalties of their public servants lie, and our state needs to place the future of our children's education in the hands of a better steward, and it's time for Terry Branstad to accept the resignation of Bruce Rastetter.
My name is Angie Carter, and I'm part of Occupy Ames and ISU, and I'm the fourth generation of my family to attend Iowa State. And this is an example that sets a scary precedent for how Rastetter may continue to further abuse his position of power and influence over the research and the scholarship that's going on at our Regents institutions. At Iowa State, in trying to organize a panel last spring about this conflict of interest and this project in Tanzania, we, as students and community members, asking these questions of faculty, retired faculty, deans within Iowa State, encountered a lot of discouragement in asking these questions. And while we found some allies who encouraged us, there was a culture of fear really around talking about this publicly or talking about this on record. And we feel that the university should be a place where we can not only disagree but debate and talk about controversial topics. And I'm just very concerned about, if Rastetter remains on the Board of Regents, how this will impact the future of education, the future of scholarship and research at Iowa State. Thanks.
I'm Adam Mason, the State Policy Organizing Director at Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement. Again, just to recap that today, Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement members filed a conflict of interest complaint against Iowa Board of Regents member Bruce Rastetter because he abused his role as a regent and public servant to seek a partnership between his company, Agrisol Energy, and Iowa State University, a regents institution, for a project in Tanzania that would have netted him millions of dollars in profit while forcibly evicting thousands of refugees from their land. In our conflict of interest complaint, we have detailed how This began in 2007 when Bruce Rastetter used a $1.75 million endowment to fund a professor of agribusiness chair that could move the AgriSol-ISU partnership deal within university circles. After being appointed to the Board of Regents in May 2011, Bruce Rastetter failed to cite proper paperwork citing his involvement in the Tanzania project, the AgriSol project, and his possible conflict of interest. On May 18, 2011, he wrote a $13,379 check to Iowa State University to cover for an all-expenses-paid trip for Iowa State University officials to go to Tanzania. He only filed the necessary paperwork acknowledging a possible conflict of interest after news media outlets reported his involvement in this project. He then recused himself from the project due to a conflict of interest on September 13th, months after he was caught red-handed and the joint public-private partnership proposal was dead in the water. He continued to work through that time closely with top Iowa State University officials, as detailed through a recently released cache of hundreds of emails that detail his involvement in the program and his attempts to collude Iowa State officials into working on the Tanzania project. Finally, he falsified an April 24, 2012 financial disclosure statement to the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board, citing his profession as a farmer who is self-employed, when he is, in fact, CEO of the Summit Group, CEO of AgriSol Energy, and numerous other financial holdings. So our demands are, one, that Bruce Rastetter, as president and CEO of Summit Group and AgriSol Energy, a corporation whose business practices he has tried to subsidize through Iowa State University using influence and power he has obtained as a regent. Two, that as the president and CEO of Summit Group and AgriSol Energy, he stood to personally benefit financially from Iowa State's participation in AgriSol's Tanzania deal, including but not limited to legitimizing the project for outside funders, securing a $4 to $10 million grant with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and providing research and best practices through university staff and students. Three, that Rastetter's actions as the president and CEO of Summit Group and AgriSol Energy, and simultaneously serving as a regent, is in fact a detriment to the mission of the Board of Regents and to the state of Iowa. His behavior and actions have shown that the Board of Regents in Iowa are not committed to quality education. Four, by filing a fraudulent personal financial disclosure statement with the Ethics Board, he has hid his interest in investment in Summit Group and AgriSol LLC, and possibly other financial interests, including his former stake in Hawkeye Energy Holdings. As a result, Rastetter chose to put his own financial self-interest ahead of the interests of everyday Iowans and the educational quality of Iowa's public universities. Bruce Rastetter must either resign from the Board of Regents or resign as the president and CEO of the Summit Group and sell his ownership stake in the company. We filed the ethics complaint today to force action by the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board. We would welcome Branstad's request of Regent Rastetter's resignation.